Right now, time for the birthday scam.
We called this woman who's getting her wedding ready for her daughter, making all the arrangements, and you know what a hassle that can be. We're going to call from the reception hall saying there's been a mix-up on the dates. But the twist on this one is it's a reception hall or a hall that has veterans at it a lot. Tell her the date's been moved.
Guidance and counseling.
Hi, I'm trying to reach Arlene, please.
This is she.
Arlene, hi, this is Rex Chapman, and I'm calling from the post.
Yes.
Dave asked me to call you.
Uh-huh.
Because we've got a problem with your upcoming date.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. It's probably you had something important planned there.
Important? Yes, I have a wedding. I have a wedding.
Well, Dave didn't tell me what it was, but he just asked me to call and see if we could move that.
Move it?
Well, there's, I guess there was a double booking that,
wait a minute. This can't happen. We've had this booked too long.
You know, there's still time because we've got a couple months before we can.
What? No. You don't understand. We cannot change this.
Uh-huh.
This has been booked too long. We've changed everything but this, and we're not going to change this.
I can set you up, and I'd be willing to give you a discount if we could just move it.
No, we can't move it.
I mean, I understand.
Do you understand what I'm telling you? This has been booked too long. I don't care if it was free. We're not changing the date.
I know it's an inconvenience. Are there people from out of town? Is that what it is? Or
well, not just that. I mean, it's just the it doesn't matter if there's people from out of town or not from out of town. I'm not going to change it.
Well, then we're going to have a problem, I suppose.
No, you have a problem.
What happens is if there's a double booking like this, the other party is a handicapped war veteran. And so
well,
so he will get... Did I hear you correctly? You said you don't care?
What?
Is that what you said?
No, I did not.
What kind of patriot are you? These people put their butt on the line so you can have these little receptions.
Listen, you don't have to tell me anything about putting their butt on the line. Mm-hmm. My father put his butt on the line.
Okay, well then you understand who gets the reception hall.
Yes, we are.
Well, I don't think
so. Yes, we are. Well, I'm sorry. We'll just have to see. We may end up in court over this one because I'm not changing this.
I could get you in four days later.
Hey.
And
I'm
let
not,
this poor
I'm
guy.
I'm not finish this conversation with you.
This poor
I'm
guy.
I'm not finishing this conversation with you.
Just so you know where I'm coming from and why I happen to have, I feel that the other party should get the hall. I fought over there in the bush.
Can't move it.
And hang on. Charlie! Didi Mo!
What?
I'm sorry. Where were we?
What?
Incoming! They got Billy! They've got Billy! Now, if we could just move it 4 days.
No, sir. No, we're not moving anything. We're not moving anything anywhere.
Charlie! Arlene, we've got no hope. They've got us surrounded.
Oh, my God. Listen, I'm going to hang up. I'll talk to you
wait a minute.
Later. And no, I'm going to hang up because I think I got a wacko here on the phone, okay? A real wacko. Sorry, sir. I'm not going to talk to you anymore. Do you understand?
You know who you should talk to is Bree. Or John.
Why should I talk to Bree or John?
Because they asked me to call you. This is Dean and Raj, the birthday scam.
I am going to kill this kid. I think I'm going to throw up.
Oh, everything is fine. The wedding's going to be wonderful, okay?
Oh, yes, I did get scammed.